It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News. This is IRG's Health Talk. Back to Tom Hutler and Shannon O'Kelly.
Our next guest, Dr. Mark Reed, foot and ankle orthopedic specialist who's done some work for me. He's with Orthopedic Specialists of Seattle talking about a topic we have yet to talk about, big toe arthritis.
Dr. Reed, welcome back. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Excited to have you. I mean, you always do a great job when you come in. You're a foot and ankle specialist. You're an orthopedic surgeon with a fellowship. Again, maybe review with our listeners your training, your interest, your practice.
Sure. I did my orthopedic training in University of Massachusetts and did a fellowship in Baltimore. And I've been out here in practice about 5 years doing nearly exclusively foot and ankle work.
And I'm always fascinated to talk to you because prior to being an orthopedic surgeon, you were a rocket engineer. That's kind of cool. You worked in the aerospace industry.
That's correct. For about 7 years, I worked for the defense industry doing multiple aerospace engineering projects.
And one day you're just sitting at your desk and said, I don't want to build rocket engines anymore. I want to work on bones and joints. Is that how that happened?
More or less, yes. Yes, I got interested in the medical field and felt like the orthopedic field was a good way to use the engineering I'd learned before.
Yeah, you know, we work together and have shared patients, and I just want to give you a shout out because everybody I've always sent to you always comes back and says, wow, Dr. Reed spent so much time with me and explained it. And that's so important. I think having that mechanical background probably helps you in an orthopedic business.
I think it does, and I appreciate the kudos, and we're happy to spend a lot of time with the patients and try and get to the bottom of what's wrong with them.
Let's talk about something that's wrong, because everybody, we have this big toe that we have attached to our foot, and man, it is an important little appendage, and you don't appreciate it until you stub it or until you have pain in it, or it becomes arthritic. The big toe, like I said, is one of those things that you just take for granted until it's painful, and when it becomes painful, it affects your gait, your function. It's a huge, huge thing. Tell us about the big toe.
Yeah, so it's the most common joint in the foot in which to get arthritis, which is a wearing down of the cartilage on the bones of the joint of the big toe. And as you said, it can affect your gait, it can cause pain, swelling, and stiffness, and it can be a real problem. And it affects a lot of young people too, and that's that can be very limiting in terms of their exercise ability and their function.
And from a gait standpoint, just to kind of review with our listeners, the reason the big toe is so important is just to walk normal. When you roll onto your foot, your big toe has to extend a certain amount just to propel you forward.
That's correct.
And so if that thing becomes arthritic, I mean, it's painful. I mean, it's going to affect that gait, and that's where the problem lies.
That's absolutely correct, yes.
Tell us about arthritis of the toe. What's going on there?
Yes, so arthritis, technically it means that there is inflammation and irritation in the joint, but realistically what it means is that the cartilage that lines the joint surfaces is worn down. As I said, that causes swelling and stiffness and decreased range of motion of the joint. And gradually you'll get what is called bone-on-bone arthritis, where it's very painful, lots of swelling, and very limiting for your function.
So majority of the symptoms you're going to see or a patient might experience, it's going to lead them I have to have this looked at, you know, is going to be swelling, pain, and probably an antalgic gait or a painful gait.
That's correct.
And when they come to your office, what's the protocol?
Well, typically we take x-rays to assess the extent of the arthritis, obviously a thorough physical exam. There's several different options we use off the bat to treat this, including inserts, special stiffer-soled shoes. Physical therapy can be helpful. Sometimes cortisone injections used judiciously. And then, of course, there are surgical options.
Is there an x-ray you're going to tell the signs, or do you ever have to maybe take it to the next level, like a bone scan or an MRI?
Occasionally, I will use an MRI or an MR arthrogram, which allows us to get more information about the cartilage health inside the joint. But for most patients, an x-ray is adequate.
And you orthopedists, you guys like to grade everything. And so I'm wondering, on an x-ray, do you look at the amount of arthritis and grade it? Is there a grading system that allows you or you kind of then develop some treatment programs based on that?
That's correct. Yes, we use a grading system, which is a combination based on a combination of x-ray findings and clinical exam in terms of loss of joint space on the x-rays and amount of range of motion loss on clinical exam.
We continue our conversation with orthopedic specialist Dr. Mark Reed right after this timeout on Como.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News. Now back to IRG's Health Talk.
And Shannon O'Kelly now continues his conversation with Dr. Mark Reed.
Well, Dr. Reed, thank you so much for the information. Fantastic stuff. We're talking about the big toe, and we're talking about when that big toe becomes arthritic, and it just changes everything functionally for the patient. You mentioned conservative care, which is anti-inflammatories, physical therapy, maybe some cortisone injections. But if those don't work, is there joint replacements in today's world of technology?
So actually, joint replacements for the big toe have been around for a while, but classically, they work only about half of the time, and when they don't work, they can be rather catastrophic. There's a new option that we have that is more of a joint resurfacing procedure called Cartiva, and I have introduced this into my practice based on some five-year data that is now available based on some research that's been done in the United Kingdom and in Canada. This is an option that looks very promising for patients in that it replaces the cartilage that's lost and allows the patient to retain motion at the joint. So it is what we would call a joint sparing procedure.
Interesting. I've been wondering for a long time when someone's going to come up with that Teflon material that you just squirt in there. So tell us about this. Tell us about anatomically, physiologically. I mean, what's going on there?
Sure. So classically, most of the cartilage wear is on the first metatarsal side, and this implant is an implant called hydrogel. It's a mixture of polyvinyl alcohol and saline. And so unlike the old silicone-based implants that we had, it does not have the same issues with causing wear and damage to the bones and the soft tissues around the joint. It gets implanted in a hole that I create in the first metatarsal, and the entire procedure takes somewhere between 25 and 35 minutes. So it's a rather straightforward procedure that's done as an outpatient, and the patient's allowed to walk immediately in a postoperative shoe.
Wow, that's amazing. So kind of just to simplify this a little bit, would you describe it as you're taking this replacement and it essentially, is it like a spacer or a cushion that you put in there to keep the bone on bone from touching, if that's the case?
That's exactly right. It acts as a cushion that sits about 2 millimeters above the surface of the first metatarsal and allows the other bone to articulate on that cushion.
And again, when we're saying first metatarsal, we're talking about the big toe.
Yes, that's correct.
This is really interesting. I mean, how long have you been doing this? And this is the first I've heard about it.
That's right. And it's going to become more popular, and I'm sure the patients will see more advertising for this, based again on this five-year data that just became available this summer. So this is a new promising implant, and I think we'll actually see it expand to other joints in the body as well.
How'd you find it? I mean, how'd you find out about it? That's interesting.
Well, as you know, big toe arthritis is a very big problem, and so it's one of the major things we talk about at our annual meetings. And this actually won the paper of the year for our annual meeting here in Seattle just a few months ago.
And what are the outcomes in general for this procedure?
Well, with this procedure at 5 years, greater than 90% of the patients that have had this have done well and have not required any other procedure, specifically a fusion.
Okay, listeners, if you have big toe arthritis, contact Dr. Mark Reed. Thank you for the information.
It's my pleasure.
Dr. Mark Reed talking about big toe arthritis or Cartiva. Had you heard about this before?
It's brand new, but it's a great option. I mean, if you've never not hurt your toe, I mean, you don't appreciate how important the toe is. So that's a great option for those folks with arthritis of the toe.
Is this something that is mostly on older folks?
It happens from traumatic injuries in younger people, but a lot of it's wear and tear.
All right. And we thank Dr. Reed once again. More information at orthopedicspecialistofseattle.com. We're going to come back and bring you our final segment of the show right after this timeout as we continue with IRG Physical and Hand Therapy's Health Talk on Como.